Mishnah Tav Chaf Gimel, Shayach for tomorrow. Seder Kriyas HaTorah Rosh Chodesh. Sefalv Omer Kaddish Tizkabel. So after Hallel, you say Kaddish Tizkabel. Umotzin Sefer Torah, and then I wrote W. Umotzin Sefer Torah V'korim Bo Arba. You take out the Torah, and we have four Aliyahs. Ein Pochsem Ehen, Ein Masivin Alein, can't do less or more. V'mifter Menavi. There's no Haftorah. His Kaddish Tizkabel is recited because anytime the Mishnah Berurah says there's a Mosof, you say Tizkabel after Hallel because that is really the conclusion of Shachris. And therefore, if you switch the Shliach Tzibur for Hallel, the minhag is that the original Shliach Tzibur who was there for Shachris is the one who says the Kaddish Tizkabel. But if the guy who davened Hallel said Kaddish Tizkabel, as long as he heard Chazaras HaShatz, it's okay, he's able to say the Kaddish as well. Siv Beis. Kori HaKohen Shlosha Psukim. The Kohen Aliyah is three Psukim. Shem Vayidaber Tzavim V'Yamarta. And then Levi, the second Aliyah, reads V'Amarta again. And then Asakev Sechad and Asir Seifa. The third Aliyah is Olas Tamid until Vrashay Chachechem. And the fourth Aliyah is Vrashay Chachechem until the end. So why do you have to repeat for the second Aliyah? Because you can't have a Kriya Satorah, an Aliyah with less than three Psukim. So you have to repeat in order to get up to three Psukim. And Mishnah Berurah says, don't say that you should read three Psukim for Kohen and three Psukim for Levi, and then Shlishi and Revi read from Uviyom HaShabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Because since the Parsha of Shabbos, that paragraph only has two Psukim, you would need to read a third Pasuk from somewhere. And since you're not allowed to do less than three Psukim, you're not allowed to do less than three Psukim in a Parsha, that's why it ends up that you'd have to read in such a manner. The Vilna Gaon, though, disagrees. The Vilna Gaon says that Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh is the Kohen reads three Psukim, the Levi reads five Psukim until the end of the Parsha, Shlishi repeats the three Psukim, that the last three Psukim of Levi, and then the fourth pasuk, the fourth aliyah, is just the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Vilna Gaon holds. Machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon, what Kriyas HaTorah should be. We obviously follow the Shulchan Aruch. That's what most people do. But in Eretz Yisrael, there are some who, according to most, okay, Minhag HaPrushim be'Eretz Yisrael, according to Rav Tkachinsky, is to follow this opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Why do we lay in four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh? So the Levush writes, it's based on the Mishnah Megillah, in order to show that the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is actually greater than the rest of the year. Okay, Siv Gimel. Omer Kaddish, V'Ashrei, Uva L'Tzion, V'Ein Omer Miach HaShem Yom Tzar, we don't say Lam Natzeach, U'Machzir Sefer Torah L'Mkomo, we return the Torah, V'Omdim L'Spal Tfilas Musaf, and then we say Musaf, U'Machzir Shliach Tzibur HaTfilav, Omer Keser, there's Chazar Sashatz with the Kedusha of Keser, that is the Nesach Svard, we just say Nekadesh, U'Kshem Agil Mo Chalariz Kavoda, Omer Lasa Mashabchim, B'Kedusha Shachris, V'Achash Asim Chazar Satfila, Omer Kaddish, there Chazar Sashatz, you say Kaddish Tizkabel again, V'Omer Mizmor Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we say this Barchi Nafshi as the Shir Shel Yom because mentioned in it is the Pasuk of Yareach Asa Lamoadim. So that's why we do that. The Elia Rabba writes, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that we do the Ulchaparas Pasha, we say when it's a leap year. So why? So the Elia Rabba says because there are 12 mentions of Latov Ulevracha connected to 12 months, and therefore when there's a leap year, a leap month, an Adar Bey, so then you say Kaparas Pasha, different minhagim as to when you say Kaparas Pasha, only up until Nisan, the whole leap year, so whatever your minhag is, Nar Nar Pashte, so you follow whatever your minhag is in terms of that. Siv Dalid, Noagim Lachos Tfilin, Kshirotzim Lispal Musaf. We take off our tefillin before Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because just as you don't leave your tefillin on a Yontif, because Yontif is an os, so too Rosh Chodesh has Musaf, and therefore it counts as an os, and therefore you don't need to wear the tefillin. There's another reason quoted as to why you don't wear the tefillin, because of, we say, Keser in Kedusha, but that wouldn't apply to Ashkenazim necessarily. So for that, we have this reason in the Mishnah Berurah, that because it is a os. Because the Prima Galdim writes that you should take off the tefillin during Uval Etzion, before you say Yiratzon Shenishmer Chukecha. Some have the minhag just to unwrap the on the hand when they say the Yiratzon. But there's different minhagim as to exactly when to take off your tefillin. What happens if you forget and you're wearing your tefillin during Shmona Esrei? And, oh, it's Musaf and I'm wearing my tefillin. So already earlier, the Mishnah Berurah said that it's fine. You could leave them on. It's only a minhag anyway, so don't interrupt your Shmona Esrei to take them off. When is the appropriate time to take it off? It's different minhagim, whether to take it off before Kaddish, take it off after Kaddish. Some say that it depends on whether the Kaddish is connected to the Musaf Shmona Esrei or not. So therefore, one should follow the Minhag HaMakom wherever they are in terms of when to take off the tefillin.